USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump doing his best to keep Michigan red, telling a sold-out crowd in Traverse City, former Vice President Joe Biden sold out Michigan's workers.
He sold you out. That's one of the reasons when they send over a car, they charge us 35% tax. We charge them nothing. But those days are changed. We changed that.
With voters heading to the polls on Tuesday, President Trump also says,
Biden is the living embodiment of the decrepit and depraved political crash that got rich, bleeding America dry. And you know what happened. Look, there haven't been too many states that have been affected like you've been affected.
A change of the calendar doing the Dow some good. The Dow finishing up 423 points to finish the day at 26,925. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
General Mally Dillon, Joe Biden's campaign manager, said on Monday there is no scenario where President Trump will be able to legitimately claim victory on Tuesday. O'Malley Dillon also saying the campaign is feeling good about where they stand. A busy day for Biden on Monday as he's spending part of his day in Ohio and Pennsylvania. In Cleveland, Ohio, Biden said,
and last night Trump said he was going to fire Dr. Fauci. Isn't that wonderful? I got a better idea. Elect me and I'm going to hire Dr. Fauci. And we're going to fire Donald Trump.
On Sunday evening, the president reacting to the crowd's chant of fire Fauci in Florida, the president responding, don't tell anybody, but let me wait a little until after the election. Kyle Rittenhouse, a man charged with killing two rioters and looters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, had his bail set on Monday at $2 million. Rittenhouse appearing in court virtually after being extradited Friday from Illinois. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A growing number of states and cities are bracing for potential riots and civil unrest after the November 3rd presidential election, amid warnings that social tensions could be stoked by threat actors. Federal authorities and state officials caution that Election Day and the days following could be marred by violence, widespread property damage, and long stretches of mass protests. Anthony Napolitano is a former Chicago police officer. He says enough is enough.
The hit that we've took, that these businesses have taken this summer, we can't have it happen to them again. We can't have them destroyed and looted. This is an opportunist's dream right now that this election goes the wrong way so they can destroy the city. I'm so disgusted by this. I want to celebrate the election process with my three kids and the way I was brought up with my father. What a great country we had. And now I have to explain to them, why are we boarding up? Why are there so many police out there? It's because we're worried that if an election doesn't go a certain way, that we are going to have civil unrest again.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, and along those same lines, Oregon Governor Kate Brown is issuing an emergency declaration and readying National Guard troops for potential deployment in anticipation of Election Day violence. Brown reminding Oregonians it will take a few days to count all the votes.
We know from prior elections that sometimes it takes a couple of days for the vote to be fully counted. That's not unusual here in Oregon.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.